Being reasonable and using a well-thought-out argument with pertinent facts is a very effective way of influencing others. But what happens if the person you're dealing with isn't reasonable?
I think we all are unreasonable at various times. We have a passion for something or we're annoyed. So another style that would work, and I call it asserting, is to say, OK, I'm never going to get through to this person using facts or logic. They simply will not budge. They don't like what I'm saying. They don't agree. They have some sort of deep commitment to a belief, or they're very hostile about what I'm asking them to do. Now, there's quite a difference between what I call asserting and aggression, and people sometimes get them mixed up. If I'm being aggressive, my purpose is to do harm to you, be it verbal and sometimes physical. Like I'm threatening, I'm intending that you're frightened, and hopefully you'll capitulate because you're frightened. Asserting has nothing to do with trying to do any harm to you. It's being very firm about what I want, but not in any way trying to intimidate you. I might say, well, I'm 100% behind that, or I'm 100% not behind that. You know, I refuse to do that. And I think some people are very skilled at making a firm statement of what they want as if it's not negotiable. I can remember once being on a Qantas flight. There was some water dripping on my seat. I called over the stewardess and said, look, I'd like another seat. She said, there are no other seats. So I simply said, I'm not willing to sit in this seat. It's damp. I would like another seat. And I got firmer with my voice. She found me another seat. I didn't have to suggest an incentive or anything. I just toughened up. So I went from persuading and being reasonable to making it very clear non-verbally that I was no longer reasonable. I wanted another seat. I'm not sitting in a damp seat for a lengthy flight. So asserting has a couple of aspects. One is I'm not wanting to negotiate, so I say, I would like you to work back on Saturday. Now, usually that shouldn't just work on its own, so I offer you an incentive. I'm not being logical. I'm simply saying, if you could work back on Saturday, I'm willing to let you take off a day in lieu, or I'll let you purchase that software, or I'll let you take the finished product to Sydney, and you could stay up there, spend some extra time up there. If you want, take your spouse with you or your partner. So I'm not trying to appeal to your logical mind. I'm clearly trying to offer you an incentive. Maybe you want to call it a bribe, but it's not a bribe in a sense, because you've accepted it. You'll take it as an incentive. So persuading is about being calm and logical. Asserting is a time when you would say, well, I can't do that with you anymore. I'm going to try to offer you something that you find attractive that I'm perfectly happy to be offering you. So the second style is called asserting, and it works when the person's not logical, and two, I have access to something that you find attractive, that you're willing to accept, and I'm willing to give you in lieu of what I want you to do.